Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke, brought to you by the Citroen C4 Cactus, the antidote to the everyday.
Dr. Zemke, good morning to you and welcome to the studio again. We love having you here on a Friday morning as we discuss the wonderful world of music. We love it.
On a Friday morning. You know, because a lecturer's life, you can kind of slide in times, you know, but radio's not like that.
No, certainly not. No, we are very strict on punctuality on the show.
Yeah, we are.
The instrument that you've chosen for us today.
Now, some will be very familiar and some will not. It's called the berimbau.
The berimbau.
So it's
I am unfamiliar with the berimbau.
No, you are. See, you think you're not because
it's is this the one?
No, it's not that one. Right. It's the big instrument for capoeira.
Right. Which is dance fighting.
So if you've ever seen capoeira, then you've heard it and you've seen it because it goes on and on. It's there for the whole thing, and it's really, really important in capoeira, which is, so they're both Afro-Brazilian, which is important too because they're Afro-Brazilian, you know, so they're not, the Africans have been there since the 1600s, 1500s, but they're not indigenous. They're rather slaves, but of course now they've been there, you know, hundreds of years. But it's now a global thing. Like capoeira is Brazilian, but it's everywhere, you know.
There's a capoeira studio near the old site of the old former King. I'm just thinking of driving on that motorway, looking out there, but looking over where that golf warehouse in King's Arms, that sort of area.
Oh, I bet there is.
Listeners, you've probably got a capoeira institute in your suburb.
I bet you do, and I bet there's some of you out there that do it.
That's like scouts or the guides.
But you need your berimbau players to do it. It's sort of
is that what's holding
integrated.
Us back? The lack of berimbau players.
So y'all need to get your kids onto it early.
Well, okay. Well, how do we know our children are have a tendency for the berimbau or have an ability?
Well, when you hear it, it's got a particular. It plays just like two notes back and forth.
So really?
If you feel like your
like
kids,
a clock.
If you feel your kids, you know, not really into giant leaps and tunes.
Yeah.
You'll
okay.
And it's played on your belly, so you need a decent belly.
I can play the belly.
Yes. So it's like a literal bow and arrow. A literal bow.
Oh, really? Really?
An actual bow.
Okay.
With the one metal
string. A berim
bow. And so that's the one string. But there's a gourd, or it's apparently.
Oh, I know what this instrument is.
Yeah.
I bought one of those in India.
It's like Brazilian, you do.
Yeah, but I bought maybe the similar thing.
And the gourd you hold against your belly and move it in and out, and that's how you get the wah-wah.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't buy one of those in here. What a different. Okay.
And it's really complicated because you have the gourd, the bow, the string, which is a metal, and you play it with a stick and a coin, and you have a shaker all in the.
What?
And I know it sounds really hard, but let's have
that
a listen.
You're going to drop that coin, aren't you, at some stage along the...
Oh, I don't know.
You know?
Let's have a listen. It's really complicated.
Drop the coin into the gourd.
You might start to hear these parts. So what are we listening to here? Oh, this is Astrid. So you hear it. See? Those are your two notes, bro.
Yeah.
Quem é homem de bem não trai o amor.
The song's actually called Berimbau.
Yeah. She's kind of added it to her bossa nova here.
Yeah.
But she's trying to sing in just two notes, you know, to sort of echo the... Berimbau.
As a tribute to the Berimbau, yeah.
Capoeira.
Capoeira.
One of the biggest tricks of capoeira, spelling it.
And not making people who don't do it get bored of it.
This song is big with them. Samplers, they love it.
So we're listening for that sort of scratchy, scratchy, almost banjo-y sound, isn't it?
Absolutely. So we're not.
It keeps. It's quite good. She's gone quite lush, hasn't she, over the top?
Well, yeah. So she's a bossa nova singer.
This
is a bossa nova, but she's doing like a tribute to capoeira and the berimbau.
The mental picture it paints is sort of like almost like a barnyard skiffle.
Oh, capoeira?
Yeah. I'm not visualizing capoeira.
Oh.
Okay, I think a bit brass is starting to get a little bit intrusive there.
Okay.
I mean, so, I do like it, but I mean, we're listening for the berimbau.
Yeah, let's play another track.
Berimbau, is that word Portuguese or what?
Oh, no. I'm not sure, actually, if it's in one of the indigenous languages or Portuguese.
Right.
So let's play one of our other tracks. What do we got here?
What have we got here?
Okay to me's. He's Turkish. I'm not even going to try to pronounce the song lane.
What have you got plugged in there, my friend?
Denizalti Rızgarlari.
Oh, the unplugged in one. There we go. That's the problem there. That's right. It's an old half tribute. All right, ready to roll?
All right, here we go again.
Cool, that's really cool. That's a deeper berimbau, is it, or is it the same? Yeah.
Now I find it repetitive. Maybe it's supposed to be hypnotic, but they have songs like when you do capoeira, you sing with it. Like the music and the martial arts are sort of equal importance. There's not. I mean, obviously, when we see it in live performance, we're seeing more of the theatrical dance style of it. But it literally is a martial art. The slaves used it to fight the slave owners.
Quite cool. It reminds me of another song that's on the tip of my tongue.
So this guy is a jazz drummer, and he's learned to play the berimbau. So it's sort of a cool thing if you're a really amazing percussionist, just sort of add
another string to your berimbau, as it were. What does this song remind me of?
We can hear that two notes, but
I'm trying to emulate a berimbau. That's the thing. I'll tell you about the old who's in there.
Capoeira was actually banned for about 150 years in Brazil because it was something...
Because of the berimbau.
Because it was something that the African slaves had done sort of, you know, to revolts and against their oppressions and stuff. So in 1940, it was legalized.
Legalized the berimbau. Legalized that berimbau. Do we have another tune there?
We have one more. This is a lot more recent.
All right. What do we got?
Those others were from 60s and 70s. Those we've got Marisca. Marisca. There you go. So you hear the shaker? That's just in his hand.
That's reminding me of another track now as well. Come on, listeners, you know what I mean.
Nyt on oikea aika taistella. Saavat pahat voimat maistella. Capoeira makua kun sisko ja veli näytä mihin pystyy. Tämä on peli joka vastustajille nauraa.
That's the undulating of the tummy to work the gourd.
Yeah, I think I'd be a good player.
Something about a sauna in there as well. Yes. It's a cool sound, isn't it? It's a cool sound.
It's very distinctive, isn't it?
But because it's connected to capoeira, does it mean like someone's got the bloody the berimbau out? A fight's on.
Yeah.
A dance fight's on. Is that what it means?
Well, we've heard all these songs that reference the berimbau about capoeira. Right. They're very connected.
I've got someone's coming here with one that I'm gonna test out. So I'm not sure we've got a copy of it. Sotkin vastukset suu palakseni hotkin. Sotkin käsitykset täysin väärät, että tuloksen... I'm gonna dial that one up, because I think that's interesting. Stand by. ...taidot, se ei ole totta. Loppuun asti pelissä pysyn, jotta näytä mitä mulle opetti. Mestru Pasteo ei oo mahdoton mikään este. Okay, I like that. That's good. I like that rapping. It's pretty good.
Oh, I've got a soft spot for lady rappers.
Me too. When they're really good, they're devastating, aren't they?
Yeah.
Did anybody see did you get Auckland City Limits?
No.
The Avalanches played, and they had Spank Rock. Do you remember Spank Rock, the rapper?
No.
He's amazing. He's awesome. He was sort of like rapping for them. And they did a couple of Spank Rock songs, and they did this great song he does called Bump. That's great rap. I'll just say, All right, so here I'm gonna fade this party down now. I'm gonna just.
Is this a listener suggested track?
Yeah. This is not. I'm not a big listener of this to this band, but they are from Brazil, and it's a popular song. I'd give you that much for freedom. So where are we? Wait, I'll shut them up. There we go. Sepultura, Roots.
Yes.
Apparently there's one on this.
Yes, there is.
Can't hear it yet. Roots, bloody war. Yeah, I'm not holding it.
I think there's a break. I think they put it in a break.
Legendary song, though.
Art, believe in art. Sing along, y'all. Like, you know. You know the words.
It's all me. Watch my friend. Yeah, I'm not hearing it yet. Like I said, I'm not a big listener to Sepultura, but I do appreciate their skills. Yeah, I can't find it there. Anyway, wait, your salt is all. And someone else is saying that Beck uses it in Loser as well.
Does he? Now that I did not know. But it is like one of those flavor things. If you're like a really accomplished musician, to sort of add to what you do. And that you're right. So Sepultura, they're Brazilian. And so one of the dudes learned how to play it, and they've popped it in on a couple of their tracks.
Work the gourd.
Yeah, we make one at home, hollow out something.
The gourd is a
Kumra.
I visited someone in a rural district recently. And
was he out of his gourd?
No, but they had quite a collection of gourds, actually. You don't see a good dry gourd hanging around much anymore.
I don't think it's very much of a New Zealand or even a European thing.
Oh, no, quite a New Zealand thing, the gourd, you know?
To have gourds and then... No, but in Africa, they obviously must have been plentiful because then you hollowed them out and started playing music.
I mean, Africa's such a massive place, isn't it?
Well, that's true.
Have you ever been to Africa?
Yes, I have.
It's amazing.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Let's go to Africa.
I've only been to two places of those, Swazi and South Africa.
Which so. I'm just thinking about, there must be some open-minded travel agency or sort of airline or holiday destinations who would really like to fulfill that fantasy for me and send me over there and let me come back and just talk about how great it was that month that you guys sent me over to Africa.
Those New Zealand travel discovery shows, you know, where they send a New Zealand personality.
I've tried to work that angle before.
Yeah.
Backfired.
Intrepid journeys, there you go.
I did one of those once. I got sucked into something and ended up in some...
Oh, so you've done one.
The Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center in Patagonia, Arizona for a week.
Oh, God.
Eating cucumber. Well, you won the eating you cucumber won the and celery juice for a week. And doing enemas.
Well, you could have gone to Kenya or something.
Yeah, I could have met a giraffe.
Yeah, and bought some gourds. All right.
Oh, I would have left them there, you know. It's not my place to take a gourd. All right, so that's the Berenbau. And let's say if I'm going to go shopping for a Berenbau today, is there one in town?
I don't know if there's one in town, but I did look up the prices. They start at 69 euros. Actually, I'm sure you can get them. You know, New Zealand's pretty good like that, up to like 180 euros. And I think euros are around New Zealand dollars, aren't they?
No, they're more, a bit more. More? Yeah, a bit more.
But it seems pretty complicated to get the hang of it. But I don't know. You know, I haven't tried to play it.
Are there any other instruments you can think of where the pushing and sucking into the belly... is utilized to such an extent?
I don't know. Actually, you're right. I mean, because I'm sure accordion, you can sort of add it as extra flavor?
You've just reminded me, actually. Remember, last year, I had my accordion. I went to sell my piano accordion. I just forgot about it, that I wanted to sell it.
So you've held on.
Well, no, it's if anyone would like to buy a really beautiful piano accordion, I just can't play it.
Well, I think he'd probably trade for a Berenbau, actually.
I don't know if I want to trade, but if you're interested, then give us a yell. Otherwise, I'm just going to check it up on Trabe and go through that rigmarole.
Yeah.
I'd rather give it to a BFM listener because they'll have more fun with it.
That's true. And then you can come in and play it
for us.
Not
give it to a BFM listener. Sell it to a BFM listener, just so we're clear on that. But I mean,
market rates.
Fair price. I'll do a fair price for a BFM listener for a beautiful piano accordion, which is a powerful sound. It's almost too powerful to practice.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not really welcome to
they
play
cut
that.
Through. They know how to cut through.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as a portable sound system, what's up?
Ooh. Yeah. I got to say, they're not one of my faves.
Yeah, but, you know, nope. Like I say.
Nope. You can't love them all.
It's awesome.
Enjoy the ride. That was Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke, brought to you by the Citroen C4 Cactus.
Dr. Zemke,
the antidote to the everyday.
Please, please, please.